Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seidens. It is our top local story now. Grab that face mask. Starting Sunday morning, you're going to need it again, at least in Los Angeles County you will. This after a recent spike in COVID cases.
The new mask mandate applies to everyone, whether vaccinated or not. You will have to wear a face covering in indoor public spaces. The surge in the Delta variant and a spike in cases overall, mostly among the unvaccinated, prompted the LA County mandate. Not everyone agrees with it, though.
I'm a nurse, and that we're seeing a little bit of an uptick, but not enough to be completely concerned.
So would they just pop over into Orange County to avoid wearing a mask when they go out?
Of course. And back tonight. Yeah, I mean, we'll still go in Long Beach, you know, because we love Long Beach.
Long Beach will also require face masks. The surrounding counties have not yet said whether they'll require face coverings to be worn again. John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
LA County's decision is generating a lot of controversy, but some experts say it's very prudent.
This is the right step to take now because masks can work to curb transmission immediately.
Dr. Kirsten Bibbins-Domingo, an epidemiologist at UC San Francisco, says it makes sense to include fully vaccinated people in the mask mandate, even though breakthrough cases remain very rare.
We don't know actually who's vaccinated and who's unvaccinated, and we are relying on the honor system. I think this basically gives an added layer of caution for everybody.
Relying on the honor system, it just doesn't work.
Dr. Peter Katona is a professor of medicine and public health at UCLA.
To have a policy that's simple for everyone to understand so that people who are unvaccinated don't feel terrible about it, I think it's the right thing to do.
The county just reported more than 1,500 new cases. That's more than 7 times higher than what we saw a month ago when the economy fully reopened, and hospitalizations have more than doubled since then. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070.
The State Employment Development Department, the EDD as it's known, is just out with its latest jobs report for the California economy. It shows the state adding 73,000 jobs last month, with a jobless rate holding steady at 7.7%. Former State Employment Chief Michael Burnick tells KNX it's a strong job creation number, but the labor market recovery continues to be a slow one.
We have gained over half of the jobs, more than half of the jobs lost in 2020, but we're still down 1.2 million payroll jobs below the pre-pandemic payroll job levels. So we still have a way to go even to get back just to where we were in February of 2020.
He calls this recovery strange when compared to the recoveries from previous recessions because he says many workers are slow and reluctant to return to the job market, and that's creating some labor shortages. The state legislature agreeing to spend $4.8 billion over the next 2 years to tackle the homelessness issue. Lawmakers unanimously passing details of a new state budget that includes more money to convert former hotels into permanent housing. It also sets aside $2 billion for local governments to fund their efforts. An estimated 160,000 people are homeless across the state of California. Oversight provisions will require cities and counties to provide demographic data and expected outcomes over 3 years. Today, the deadline for candidates to file for a run against Governor Newsom in the September 14th recall election. So far, nearly 80 people have entered the race. They range from the former Republican mayor of San Diego, Kevin Faulkner, to Caitlyn Jenner, businessman John Cox, and include one man who's campaigning for California to be an independent country. Political analyst Stephen Goggin tells CBS San Diego it will be interesting to see how the candidates fight for airtime.
How they're all going to try to compete, because if the recall is successful and 50% plus one people vote to recall Newsom, then it's just whoever, full stop, has the most vote.
In the 2003 recall election, there were 135 candidates running against then-Governor Gray Davis, who ended up being unseated by one of them, Arnold Schwarzenegger, of course. A nonprofit group in Laguna Beach announcing plans for a petition drive to put a measure on the local ballot that would require voter approval of any new major development project. It says people who live in Laguna Beach need a bigger say over developments that could affect the look and feel of the city. The LA Times says the group hopes to gather about 2,000 ballot signatures on its petitions, which would be more than enough to get the proposal on next year's ballot. Authorities looking for a coyote that bit a two-year-old boy this week at El Carrizo Park in Sylmar. His mother telling CBS2 her three children were near the baseball field at the park when the coyote ran towards the little boy and bit him on the lower backside.
I think if it wasn't for them sitting next to him and him moving the way he did, and he rolled as well. If he probably wouldn't have rolled, I think it would have probably grabbed him and ran.
Now, doctors were able to stitch up the wound, gave the two-year-old rabies vaccine shot, antibiotics. Mother says her children have played sports at the park for the past 6 years. She's noticed a coyote there before.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.